Brian, how are the nerves after that?
Be fair, a bit rattled after that there, to be fair. Like, the boys have, you know, when it goes to penalties, it's a lottery. And, you know, be fair, we've got through it. Didn't play particularly well, but sometimes that happens in football, and you don't play well and you get through. So I'm delighted to get through after the show. But as I say, I can relax a wee bit now.
Yeah, and Joe Call, the match winner in the end with that penalty save, Brian, he probably wasn't in your starting plans up until kick-off.
No, I wasn't part of the plans. He wasn't starting today. That was the general gist of it. As you know, Christopher Sweeney was part of it the whole way up, but a bit of a discipline problem. We decided just to... he wasn't in the squad today, and we just joked at the nod, and to be fair to him, he took it, and he's done really well, and he saved the one or the penalty, so I'm happy.
Yeah. It was a strange game, Brian, because in fairness, the North East Football League, they were the better side for the first half. You got the equaliser in the early stages of the second half, and then it was pretty much even after that.
Yeah, to be fair, listen, as I said there a minute ago, they were far better than us in the first half. They pressed us high up the pitch. Our boys weren't fit to handle it. We couldn't play, and everything went to turn. There was one of them boys there on top of them, and you know, and that's credit to them. They had their homework done in Oslo. They knew we liked to try to play a bit. They put pressures all over the pitch. Our boys, as I say, wouldn't be used to that, and it took them a long time to get into the swing of it. Second half, I thought we were a wee bit better. As I said, if it was a neutral, I would say that North Eastern County should have shaded it on chances. But in saying that, I'll take it. We won on penalties, we're true. Everybody's happy, the league's happy. So we go home happy.
Well, tell me, what did you actually say to your players at halftime, Brian? Because, I mean, you were a different team after halftime.
Just to be fair, I told them, and you play at inter-county football or you play at any level of football, you have to have a wee bit of passion, a bit of drive and a bit of heart. And basically, when you go out in the field, you have to be fit to be counted and won your tackles. You know, when I felt that the fair to the North Eastern League, they were dictating. Maybe number six was dictating the whole play, and he was talking. We were very quiet. I don't know if it was down to nerves, but basically had to say to them, you know, get their finger out and get stuck into it. And you know, and if they leave us behind them now, they might get an opportunity for years again. You know.
Yeah, you drew level with that goal from Kyle Black, but as you say, they did have chances towards the end. A couple of balls cleared off the line as well.
Yeah, there were two cleared off the line. Joe made a good save there about 5 minutes to go. What else? Jimmy tried to play offside and got caught, and again, I'm not sure if it was Ryan Gilday got back or cleared the ball, but you know, we got rid of it. We had two chances up this side and the extra time, didn't take them. You know, when it goes to penalties, it's a pure lottery, and to be fair, we were lucky to get through it, but listen, we got through it, so...
So, upwards and onwards and upwards, as I say, from now, Brian, you're into the last four. You play the Clare League. I suppose, I mean, you get this one out of the way and have a wee think about that then.
Yeah, definitely. I see some of the Clare boys there. I know one of the boys works down there, and I seen him up there today, and I knew they were coming up to have a wee look. But I would say, if they were to have a look at us today, they wouldn't think too much of us in the first half. But hopefully in the second half, maybe give them the food for thought. Listen, we'll regroup now. We'll be back in Wednesday night. We'll do a bit of training. The boys are back at club football next week. We'll try and organise a friendly, get back rolling. There's no prescribed date yet, I don't think, until after all the rest of the games are played. So it's looking maybe the middle or end of March, be the talk of it. So listen, it's an away game. First one we've had since the Cavan game, the first game out. It's going to be tough. Clare have been in the semi-final for a couple of years. But all we can do is our best and try hard. You know, and as I said to the boys half time, if you go out there and give a ring 100% and you won or you get beat, you can't complain. And to be fair, that's what we'll try down in Clare.